Hello, everybody. Welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And today's episode is a book review on Rebecca Yarros's Iron Flame.
Yes, much awaited. So as we talked about last year, we did take a day off of work and we read it together. We did not finish the whole book, actually. It was really long and not very good.
It was our very first me and you all day read attempt.
Yeah. It's funny because, one, if you guys haven't seen the book, it's pretty thick and it's pretty big. And so the pages are big and the font is small. And so when Amy first came over, we were talking about like, oh, how fast we think we could read. And Amy said she reads 100 pages in an hour. And I thought, that's a lot. And then I think how fast did we read?
I think close to 60 pages, 75 pages an hour.
I feel like 60 pages an hour.
Mm-hmm. So significantly slower.
Yeah, but I think it could, I'm not saying that Amy was wrong. I'm just saying maybe she didn't account for how big the pages are, because I know other books have like smaller pages and then the margins are a little bigger. So like the actual word amount on a page is less sometimes.
I think something that is interesting is that, is it also, do we read slower when the book is boring?
Yes. Well, because here's the thing, guys. Okay, because we were, like, every hour we will kind of stop and take a little clip to see kind of where we were. And I noticed that sometimes, like, Amy would be ahead and sometimes I would be ahead. And I feel like the times when I started to fall behind is when I found it, like, really boring. And so, like, when she describes, like, the scene and it's more, like, scenery and less action is kind of when I start to fall behind because I have to, like, read it and, like, really process what she's saying and, like, try and picture what she's portraying. Whereas, like, when it's action, it's just, like, something that's, like, really easy to read because it's things that you know. Like, if I say, like, oh, I'm gonna kick somebody. Obviously, mm-hmm. I know your leg is gonna kick somebody. But, like, if I'm trying to describe to you guys what my room sounds like, if someone's trying to describe something to me, I'm trying to envision what they say, and that takes way more, like, mental process than anything else.
I wonder if our pacing was different because when I got to the part where she was describing things, if I didn't get it in the first few sentences, I would scan so fast.
Really?
Yes. And then for the action scenes, I'm intrigued, right? So I would sit there and try to analyze it so I get the full picture of the action and what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Because I think, at least for me, when she was describing things, I just didn't get it. Like, even if I took time to try to imagine how she was creating this world or the situation that she was, I just was like, I just can't imagine. Well, her writing style made me not be able to immerse myself into this world.
Yeah, you know, like, that section where they went to, like, the uncle of, like, that girl that he used to date, that whole when she was describing the palace and then when she was trying to describe, like, where they were in, like, that one action scene, mm-hmm. I just remember having no idea what this scene looked like. Like, I envisioned this, like, sand pit where, like, gladiators fight, and I am 100% certain that is not how she described it, but it was just very much not well described at all. So, that's funny. So, like, we were opposite. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You're reading the action scenes closely, and I'm like, la-di-da!
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny part is that you picked it up more than I did, in a sense where you knew when I was ahead. I just always assumed you were ahead of me. So then I allowed myself to make, like, facial reactions, noise.
Yeah, because Amy goes, like, she punched him or something like that. And I was like, I'm not there yet.
And I'd be confused because I was like, I'm pretty sure you're ahead of me.
Because I can feel myself slowing down. Like, I can feel myself being like, this is so long.
And so backing up to the beginning of the book, I think both of us were at the same pace because just jumping into it, it was slow.
Yeah.
in the castle, figuring things out, right? Setting the stage. I feel like it only picked up when it went back to the college.
Yeah.
Which is where Fourth Wing was, and we liked Fourth Wing.
Yeah, I mean, to really back it up, what did we rate this book?
Oh, yeah!
Sorry, guys.
Already so many thoughts.
I just, like, what did we, like, I feel like three?
I think three.
Two.
But
the more
back,
I sit on it, yeah.
Two. I was gonna say that, too.
Yeah, because I think, okay, so I finished it that day. Amy left, and I finished it, and it took Amy a little, like, how long do you think it took you to finish it?
Like, a week?
A week. I knew if I did not finish it that day, I'm not sure I would have ever picked it back up again. Because we were close to finishing it, like, what?
150 pages?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, not really that close. Because it did take me a few hours to finish it, and so disappointing. I wish I didn't spend those final hours finishing it, I guess. Like, honestly, yeah, there were so many times if we weren't reading it, it would have taken me forever to read this book.
I'm telling you, if we didn't read this together, I would have DNF'd this
book. Like, absolutely?
Yes. Probably. It was just such a struggle to get through that part where as soon as they started tying in Griffins, incorporating everything. Too many characters. The plot slowed down. I think you did a good job with finishing the book that day. Because having that much left and thinking, oh, I only have 100-something pages left. Like, I can do it. But then finding the will to want to sit down and actually read through it. I'm pretty sure I just scanned the rest of the way. It was so difficult to get through for me.
Yeah, and honestly, scanning it is fine. I'm sure we gathered the same amount. The whole fight scene at the end, especially, so confusing. It's just, I feel like so much of the book is you trying to rely on knowledge of other dragon things that you've seen, like Harry Potter, those dragons. Like, honestly, it's funny because I just saw a TikTok last night about this girl's analysis of Iron Flame and why she didn't like it so much. Mm-hmm. And one of it cracked me up because she said something about a dragon being in a cave she couldn't picture. And I was like, same. Honestly, so many of the scenes are just, like, incredibly hard. Like, how does a dragon fit in a cave that people can hardly fit in? How did the dragon get inside? I'm like, these are all very good questions. So much of the scene is, like, you trying, because, like, and so just going off of, like, other movies that have dragons in it, like Aragorn. So, like, in the sense that her description in the book is not enough, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah. Why? What is she? I'm no grammatical literary expert. The only thing I can tell you is that there was something off, and I just couldn't imagine whatever. Even from the war scenes, and when they were trying to do something with that tower thing to create some kind of See, I don't even know what's going on. Some tower. Tell me, is that accurate? Like a stone?
Wait, but, like, in my head, I just pictured a stone on the ground. Like, the one where they try to do their blood.
Oh.
That stone? That's what you're talking about?
I think they were trying to do something.
Like, the shield field? Yeah. Like, they were trying to activate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just pictured, you know, like, the Chicago Bean? That. Yeah. But, like, much smaller. That, like, they could stand around. And, like, genuinely just, like, a table, a stone table. You picture, like, a tower?
No, I didn't. Like, this rock tower.
Oh.
Probably, like, think Washington Monument.
Okay. I went Chicago Bean and you went Washington Monument. Okay. Yeah. It was a rough time. And not, like, getting away from the scene part. Just the characters.
Oh.
Not good. Amy and I were excited because, like, the friends, it was just really sad that in the second book she was, like, not friends with her friends because she was, like, worried about telling them secrets and stuff like that. I'm like, that's literally what your friends are there for. So, it was just, like, It's not enough, like, social to make up for the lack of, like, scenery or, like, good story.
And I think it was a missed opportunity for Rebecca to not focus on friendship. Because if you think about it, she set up the first book, like, a war college, right? And so, similar, if you're looking at Hogwarts, right? Friendship was the foundation literally of the series.
Literally.
And so, you have to roll with that, with what you've got. And I think, like you said, she strayed away from that. Violet ended up not wanting to open up to anyone. And keeping secrets. So many secrets. I'm just like, so many secrets. And then, also, too many characters. Like I was saying, that if you just have like a core group, then your audience will feel more connected to them. But if you keep throwing in other characters, soon I'm gonna think no one matters.
Well, especially because, yeah, when they brought in, like, the Griffin people, too many people, plus the Griffins. So, like, just, like, too many characters when you think you've established, plus when people die, and then you bring in new people, it's still confusing because you're still not sure who died.
Which is funny, because remember, I'm remembering when we were reading the book together, and someone died, and you were like, oh my gosh, that's so sad, and then I was like, who?
Yeah. Who died?
Who died? Someone died by the dragonfly. It was sad. You found it sad. I had already disconnected myself from any character. So the only characters I knew were Violet and Zayden, yeah, and the dragons.
We hate them. Yeah. Like, the one, I mean, stripping everything, like, stripping the friendship, at least you would want the romance to be good. I genuinely, you and I both, wanted to absolutely gouge our eyeballs out. Because before you really are like, oh, it's sad that their friendship isn't really taking off, you already have the strife between, like, Violet and Zayden. And it's literally like, okay, one, okay, two times, okay, three times, okay, the whole book. The whole book. It's like, you don't talk to me. Like, you don't tell me enough. And he's like, just ask.
His favorite phrase, just ask.
All you have to do is ask me. And one, like, I think she hardly even asked him. I'm like, he literally told you to ask. You're not even asking. You're, like, not even doing that. And to be fair, as a woman, if someone is like, oh, just ask me, I'm like, I don't have the mental capacity to ask you what I think I want to know. But, like, I don't even think she tried either. So she just, like, got upset that he was keeping secrets, but, like, didn't even ask. And the big reveals of, like, oh, his, like, second thing, like, did not feel like a big reveal whatsoever.
I was like, okay, next.
Yeah. Moving on. Yeah. Okay, crazy.
And because it didn't, just the fact that it wasn't even anything really, right? He can sense motivations, emotional intelligence.
So vague. Literally so vague. But also the way they were treating it,
yeah,
made me feel like he can sense more than motivations. I was like, okay, I feel like you were trying to be unique with this. And also, like, I know she kind of set it up with, like, that one guy who, like, was revealed as, like, a mind reader or whatever, and then they, like, dragged him away, mm-hmm, right, obviously to, like, kill him. But, like, she kind of set it up, but, she actually didn't, because to really set it up, they should have dragged him and then, like, sort of had, like, a big murder scene of that guy in public, mm-hmm, like, a public whipping him to death or something that, like, really cements in your mind, because I totally forgot that they didn't like people who, like, read your emotions, because is Dane not kind of like that?
Yeah.
Like, why? I mean, I guess because they want to keep people, right? And so that kind of thing. For Zayden, he's like, I can sense. I'm like, what? Okay. And then just, like, she had to, like, describe it to you, like, in the scenes. You know, like, when they were at, and she, Violet's like, I'm trying not to take advantage of, like, Zayden's thing. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't, you know, in the first book, I knew you wouldn't tell me because I could sense your motivation. Okay, I guess a good judge of character. Like, is that crazy? People are sometimes just good at that in general. Okay.
Yeah, because it's realistic.
No, honestly.
So it's not, like, Ooh. Honestly, Zeta, I can do that. I can sense people's motivation.
He can read social cues. Yeah. King. He's just, like, what, in touch with his emotions?
Yeah.
Obviously not. I've seen how they interact with each other.
Also, their relationship was so flat this book.
Oh, my God.
Not just so say we're ignoring the fact that every single time they had an interaction, they argued about the same thing. So if you're taking out the arguments, what do you have left for this relationship? Really? They just had, like, makeup sex.
You know how we always talk about, like, kind of the lead up mm-hmm. into people getting together is way more satisfying than them actually together. That was very much, I guess, how this felt. Because obviously most of Fourth Wing is like lead up, right? The whole enemies to lovers thing. We love the tension. The tension in this book is tension that nobody wants. Like, it is not butterfly inducing tension. It's like literally, I would break up with this man tension. Like, what?
Yeah, I think it also, like, made Zayden less desirable.
Yeah.
Because before in Fourth Wing, he's like, oh, mysterious. Yeah. Sexy, like, good leadership. Like, everyone follows him, you know? He had that mystique. And then instead of stripping it away in this book and revealing, like, I don't know, like, a deeper level to him. Like, he's not just mysterious. He's a good guy because of other qualities. She didn't, like, dive into any of that. It was just, like, you already know Zayden, and then just leave him there. He's, like, the same static character that yeah. he was.
Yeah, and it just kind of sucks because I wanted him to grow more as a leader. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he didn't really exhibit any real leadership qualities like how he did in the first book. Which is weird because, like, this is about war. So he should have stepped more into the leader role.
Also, if you think about it, was he in a lot of
the scenes?
The book?
No, I don't think so. Because
he goes away, remember?
Yeah, like, we have it in Violet's perspective. Like, honestly, thinking about the book, I actually can't really remember anything. Just the feelings that I felt when I was reading it was just massive disappointment.
Or, in a way, I just kept flipping the page, hoping that there would be something to draw me in.
Yeah.
But, you know, outside of the negative, light at the end of the tunnel, the only thing that I liked and I shared with you while we were reading was the torture scene when she was trapped in the cage or whatever they trapped her in.
Yeah.
And then she saw Liam.
Yeah.
So, like, that was interesting.
Yeah, that was good. Amy and I keep talking about it because, for those who don't know, this book is split into part one and part two, and I feel like the torture scene was in the end of part one, mm-hmm. right? So I agree that the end of part one was really where it really picked up, and it was just really kind of heartbreaking to turn the page and see that it was part two, and you have half of the book left, and it just jumps into, like, it goes into then boring parts. Like, to finish part one in, like, such a sort of, like, high, oh, like, yeah, that was really good, you felt like, okay, the beginning of this book was sort of a setup into the actual, like, good part. Like, okay. And so if she had finished the book there, it leaves you with a sense of, like, oh, okay, that was worth it, you know? And then, but then going into the second part, which was just, I'm not sure there was, like, any sort of redeeming in there whatsoever. I think that's kind of when we got, like, their makeup sex.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So you kind of had, like, the romance scene in there, but it was, like, too far into part two when you're yeah. already bored out of your mind.
Yeah.
And then the fight scene at the end of part two was also very anticlimactic. So it was like, okay, I really feel like part one should have been its own book. Yeah. And then part two should have been scrapped and revamped into a better book.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Because also thinking about the plot, right? So Violet, Zayden, and they're, like, the whole complicated plot with the, what is it, the flying other dragons, not evil dragons.
Uh-huh. Wyvern.
Wyvern, thank you. I just don't care. I think for me, if the stakes aren't high enough, or if I don't feel fear that there's actually something that needs to be done, like, oh, why the war, you know? Then I would feel, like, more scared or, like, more emotion.
Yep.
But reading through the war scene, I was like, no stakes. I just They're doing something with The Rock, and whatever happens, happens.
Because it's less about war within the continent and more like war against these unknown beings. Mm-hmm. And that is irrelevant to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
If she makes just the whole book series about these people at a war college mm-hmm. with dragons, honestly, that's enough.
I'd read that.
Yeah. Like, we don't... I was telling Amy, because you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to answer that. But I was telling her that these, like, wyverns reminded me of, like, the White Walkers.
Mm.
And the thing about Game of Thrones is that I liked the beginning more than I liked the end. Because the whole, like, battle between those people, I literally didn't care. More like the beginning when they're, like, fighting for the throne.
Mm.
When everyone was, like, really powerful. Like, that was really exciting. Like, it's battle within the continent, mm-hmm. you know? Whereas, versus these mysterious beings that... I'm like, okay, what, they're just gonna take over the continent? Do I have any care? No. So, this felt very much like that.
Which is funny, because I imagine the White Walker to look like...
The guy.
The guy.
Yep. Because, equally, that guy was obsessed with Bran.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy in the book is obsessed with Zayden.
Zayden, yeah. So, parallels. Drawing parallels. So, getting to the end, I was disappointed, for sure. But kind of knowing that, okay, so, we basically spoiled many of the book already. I was like, I forgot to say spoiler alert. Okay, spoiler alert, the end. Zayden is basically going, he was infected by the venom.
He's evil.
He's evil.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be evil. And so now, we're going into book three. And Violet needs to find out how to save him. Does that sound at all interesting to you?
No. But I was telling Amy, guys, if any of you guys have read the Mortal Instruments books, I was telling Amy that it's giving very, like, Sebastian. I don't know if that's very nuanced for people who haven't read it, but that's, like, in that series, it's, like, a twin brother who's, like, evil, and the main character, like, tries to prevent him from becoming more evil. That is very much what I imagine this series is gonna go. Violet's gonna be like, you can fight it! You're not evil! And I'm like, that will literally makes me want to vomit. Sorry
it's
to interrupt.
It's just not... Yeah. I don't know. I think just, like, adding this extra layer to it should be exciting to what she would expect. Me to want to think that it is exciting. But I think, like, it just... There was no foundation to begin with for me in this book for, like, the relationship between Violet and Zayden. And so I'm thinking, like, okay, you had no communication to begin with. And now you have to, like, deal with this other issue.
Yeah.
And you want me to believe that you can do it?
Yeah.
Based on your nothing relationship that hasn't grown... Since the first book, I don't know. It's just not believable for me. And
yeah.
So it makes it hard for me to want to
read
believe.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 100%. I think that reading a book where she tries to get Zayden to not be evil is the most, based off how she wrote their communication in this book, it will literally drag on forever. I am like, there better be better dialogue or something. Because maybe it's just, like, from my perspective, if I, like, have to beat a dead horse, I'm, like, done. It's, like, it's over. I'm, like, two slaps on that horse and I'm done. I'm, like, that's enough. It genuinely, just the amount of time that this had dragged on in the other book,
mm-hmm.
to drag this on for another book of just, like, unnecessary.
And I know that there are other aspects of the book that I've seen on TikTok that make people excited.
Oh.
Like, oh, there's theories of, like, Violet is half Venon, like, her mom was Venon, or something like that. Or something about drawing from the earth, which is why her hair is silver.
Oh.
But again, if I'm not invested, then these facts don't matter to me. Like, these theories, like, okay... She's half Venon. What does that excite me? Not really. I don't know. It's like thinking that there's going to be another 4 books, and then reading Iron Flame doesn't make me excited. If only she went in a different direction with Fourth Wing. I don't know.
I'm just sad because it is, I can't quite put my finger on why, but obviously in this book, we don't like the main characters anymore. And that's honestly like a death sentence for an author. You don't, I mean, obviously people did like the book, I guess. I can't imagine why or how, but just like trying to imagine reading this book is, yeah, it's just like not exciting to think about because I don't like them anymore.
Yeah, which is why, thinking back, I think, like you said, I initially rated it a 3. But when I think about the book, I can't think of anything that is redeeming to make it like, oh, it's average. A star below average.
Yeah. Now I am like, why did we rate it 3 stars? It definitely should have been 2 or even 1.
Yeah.
I was like, normally I don't rate the books 1 stars. But it has been a while since we read it, so maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think, I mean, we liked the torture scene.
It was the only thing going for it.
Because if you think about it, she was, like, relying on her team. I just don't understand why you would make the whole first book about, like, creating a solid team, and then in the second book, just totally, like, not even utilize that storyline at all.
That's a good question.
You set it up for that. It's like, if Harry Potter just, like, stopped being friends with his friends.
Yeah.
Okay, they're literally the core group. Like, that's the whole point, is that he made friends in the first book, and they, like, carry... I just, like, didn't get it, really. Because that was a redeeming quality when they were working together as a team.
Maybe she was just rushed with the book, and then she didn't really have any direction with where she wanted to go.
Why make it so long?
Yeah, the book was just too long, and I just felt like I was always searching... like, for that same feeling that I felt when I was reading Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Separately, why is the book called Iron Flame again? Because Fourth Wing, because they were the Fourth Wing.
But isn't Iron Flame, like, it's because... correct me if I'm wrong.
I just need some listeners. To yeah.
I thought it was the Iron Flame is, like, the badge given to the team that, like, had the most people... at the end of their year, or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like a patch that they were given.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of coming back. Which goes back to your point, actually, though. Like, why are you naming it Iron Flame for the team?
Yeah, that...
That doesn't exist anymore, basically.
Yeah. We just have a lot of questions, and it's sad because we were, like, excited. But we were disappointed.
We were so excited! Will we be reading book 3?
No.
Only time will tell.
The answer is no. When does that one come out? Maybe if it's 300 pages.
I highly doubt it.
600 pages is too much.
600 is a lot.
Just like for the second book? 600 pages? Why? If you think about Harry Potter, you know what the biggest book is? The last one. The last one is the biggest book. They gradually get bigger. Please, what could be bigger than 600 pages? It's fine, though. It's fine. I got it.
Yeah, I guess I underestimated the length of the book. I was thinking, oh, yeah, I was just so excited. You know, I didn't think, oh, 600. When was the last time I read a 600-page book? I don't know. I don't remember.
It's sad, though, because if I think back to how excited I was... it was very excited. And now thinking about where I'm at now, I was very disappointed. Like, just so... it's funny because Amy and I were gonna record, like, you know, us before reading Iron Flame and, like, us reading after reading Iron Flame. And I did not think that this was gonna be how it went. Like, just, like, so excited to, like, very much, like, yikes is all I can say. I don't know. Just, like, sometimes... you know, it's like finding out Santa's not real.
It's like so sad. So sad. And I also forgot about, like, the dragons, too. Like, you know how she was trying to, like, make the dragons relevant by telling everyone, like, telling the audience the name of every single dragon that everyone had? Then that's just, like, overwhelmed, I think, with everything. So, 600 pages, 600 characters... 600 fight scenes. Everything, I think, was just too much.
Yeah.
And if Rebecca is listening to this,
sorry.
Maybe the third book she can make adjustments. Maybe she's listening to everyone's feedback.
Okay, but my question is, how do you go from a good first book to an absolutely not good second book?
There is the thing that people say, second book syndrome.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying, because, yeah, I would agree I'm not a sequel person, so maybe in that sense, but I'm trying to, like, really try and place it, whether it's just, like, oh, I just, like, don't like sequels, or it's genuinely just, like, this sequel just wasn't good.
Mm-hmm. I think it just wasn't good.
Because you're right, you didn't like the second book of that, like, Mistborn series.
I didn't.
But, like, you didn't like it as much as you didn't like this one?
No.
Like, is it just, like, oh, you didn't like it, or, like...
See? So, kind of on the same vein where you said earlier that it's hard to kind of put exactly a thumb on what was, like, the main thing that turned us off from, like, this book. I know... So, I'm a big fan of the Mistborn series, right? And I read the first one, loved it. I read the second one. It didn't have the same energy as the first one, but I know specifically I didn't like it because they got too political. But it didn't take away from, like, the writing style. Like, I still liked, like, other parts of the book, right? But it had an overall theme of politics based on where the storyline was going. And so once they laid the foundation for the politics, they were able to go into the third book and start having, like, action, because they're like, okay, so you know what happened in the second books. We sorted out who's who and who's playing what part in the storyline for the third book to, like, happen.
Yeah.
And so when I look back at the second book, it wasn't like, oh, it was, like, so bad. It was just like, I didn't like that part of it.
Yeah, it's just like, it's the setup.
Yeah, the setup, exactly. Yeah.
So in this case, I think maybe the success that she got from the first book is because it's, like, mainly set in one scene at the school. And I think maybe in the second book she was just a bit too ambitious because she takes you all over the place.
So many places, actually.
Yeah, so, like, I think maybe in that sense, it's, like, it was too much. And that's why the book is so long. She's trying to take you everywhere. When you think about the fact that this is supposed to be, like, a six-book series or whatever, like, she had time. So I'm not really sure where she's going, because it seems like she fit the whole six-book series into the second book. Like, I can definitely imagine that kind of thing happening. It is probably just that she's better maybe at just, like, the one, because you just described the castle sort of once, and then everything else is, like, stuff that happens, whereas in the second book, it was, like, she had to describe so many places, and so many scenes, and, like, so many things, and so many people, and so many dragons. It's honestly, like, too much, and it probably should have been split into more books, I guess.
No, that's exactly a good, like, analysis. Yeah. Because we keep going back, at least to, like, Harry Potter, right?
Yeah. It all... Because, like you said, Iron Flame doesn't actually describe anything that happened within the book. Whereas, like, Harry Potter has very distinctive things that are going on in each book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously well described in the title.
Yeah. And even going back, like, the fourth wing had success because you look back, you think fourth wing is about her experience with her classmates, right? And just going through, like, the college and the competitions and all of that. That makes sense. But when you look at, like, Iron Flame, and someone comes up to you and says, oh, can you summarize what happened in Iron Flame? You can't really summarize it in, like, three sentences.
Yeah. It would just be you summarizing basically the end. Like, oh, well, Zayden became evil.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. But it just, like, it takes away everything that she, like, tried to describe to you was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's really the downfall. Which seems bizarre in, like, a book series.
Well,
that's our review.
So sad. So disappointing. But hopefully the next book that we read together will be good. We have on our list for the next book review to be The Romantasy, Serpent and the Wings of Night. And so, I've actually just finished it. Haley, have you started the book yet? Nope. So, very excited to see how it's gonna roll out. All right, let's wrap up this episode with some recommendations. Should I choose a sad song to match the sadness after we read the book? My song is Hope is a Heartache. Have you heard of that song?
No.
By Leon.
And it's sad?
It's very like, like that.
I'm like, should I pick one that's sad?
Whatever feels good.
Okay, I'll pick one then. It's Real Love to Roommates. I'm not in the sad vibe right now, but it's on my liked songs. Everything We Do.
I have added it. All right.
See
you next later.
Bye. Bye.